broke up with her. It's 5 a.m. Nick, where the sugar is sweet and everything is nice. Welcome to the workout.
Happy Saturday, y'all. How are you doing?
Good.
Welcome to the workout.
What up?
Yay! I got my guest, my coach here today. Hope all is well.
What's up, Nick?
I am 5 a.m. Nick, as you know, and I had a pretty good week this week.
I did too.
Yeah. So I'm excited to be here. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my coach real quick. Because when I first met my coach, I was in the gym. I thought I was doing something. And he probably was over there laughing at me. I'm pretty sure he was laughing at me. And he came over and he asked me if he could show me some things that I could do at home, which I was happy to do. But the exercise that he showed me, I felt like I was going to die. And that's when I knew I needed to work out with Fit Genius.
Yeah.
So here he is.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to welcome him.
Welcome. Thank you.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. So I feel like it's like one of them interview questions.
It is an interview.
I'm going to keep it like 45 seconds. All right. So quickly, I am originally from Nigeria, born and raised. I moved here when I was 11. Married. I have a son. He is 15 months old, I believe. Yeah, he's 15 months old.
Why do people do that 15 months?
Yeah, because saying a year and 3 months, it don't sound that good. And I like to make people think, like,
how much is 15 months?
How much is 15 months? I'm a personal trainer. Actually, I take that back. I'm not a personal trainer. I am an interior designer.
Yes.
Self-proclaimed interior designer. I've been doing it for three years. 1 year unofficially and 2 years officially. Mm-hmm. And it's been good so far. You know, that's how I met you. I have a big mouth, so usually when I see people not getting where they need to get fast, I tend to kind of jump in. So yeah, that's how I met you,
Yeah, and it gotta be tough to be a personal trainer, right?
Yeah, it has to. It is
because
tough.
My first thought is like, what is he trying? This guy coming over here, what is he trying to do? And he was really trying to help me, y'all. So
yeah,
I really appreciate that a lot. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm.
You want to play a little icebreaker?
All right, let's do it. Icebreaker.
So it's a fitness this or that,
mm-hmm.
or we can call it either or, but we're going to call it this or that.
Mm-hmm.
So, water or muscle milk?
Oh, definitely water.
Okay.
I don't really like supplements, unless it's necessary.
Okay, let's try this. With training, upper body or lower body?
Whew. I take upper body. Show me muscles.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, if I have to, because when people see you, it's all, you got pants on. Don't nobody care about your legs.
No.
So, upper body all day if I have to choose.
So, that brings me to a question.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have strong legs, strong arms, weak legs,
mm-hmm.
or weak legs, strong arms?
Oh, strong arms. I could sit on something.
Okay.
You need arms.
You need your legs. I feel like I hate when men do that.
I mean, you need, honestly, your legs is the platform to the rest of your body.
I believe that.
However, like I said, if I have to, give me some weak legs. Most people don't. If I have to get into a fight, we ain't really kicking. It's all about punching games. So,
okay.
You
gotta be strong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, burpees or jumping jacks?
I like burpees, but if I have to take the easy way out, I'm going to go with jumping jacks.
Oh, see.
Yeah, burpees is the killer. That's my introduction to anybody I meet.
I hate that. Burpees are killer.
You got to. Burpee game is where it's at.
Okay. And so that brings me to, would you rather work out on a machine, workout machine, or HIIT training?
Let's do HIIT.
HIIT all day?
HIIT all day.
HIIT all day.
We're not going to waste time. You know, that's how I get there instead of running straight circles. Let's get there.
So would you rather teach an easy class or be in a hardcore training?
Hardcore training.
Oh, so you like a challenge.
Oh, yeah. I don't like pansies, so.
Yeah.
Let's see what I got, you know.
So. Okay. So what's your favorite workout?
Whew. So I have a. So it's a complex, right? Mm-hmm. So which is a deadlift to a row, you know, to a squat, to a military press.
Come on.
It's the whole complex. So we can go 40 seconds interval. We can do 10, 10, 10, 10. So,
come on, coach.
You save time. You know? Let's get to it.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Now, guys, if you ever work out with my coach, he is like... boot camp all day, every day.
All day, every day.
You're going to sweat, and you're going to be in pain.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come the next day, he's going to say, what are you crying about? So just know he's like, awesome.
Yeah. In that. Thank you.
Yeah. So let me think of another either or. Okay. This will be the last one. And I'm going to get a little personal.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So... if you had a choice, would you rather live in the past time or the present?
If I had a choice, I'd rather go in the past.
I think so.
Yeah. Only for one reason.
Why?
Bitcoins.
But you don't know it. You would know it now, but you wouldn't know it then.
I would definitely go in the past.
You would go in the past?
I would. Hold on. So the question is, is it one of those if I know now, or is it I just go
would
in the past?
If you know what you know.
Oh, no. Nah, yeah, let's go back to 2000, 2008.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go buy a shitload of Bitcoin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, speaking of financial, first let's talk about the corona, because we're here, and I hope everybody's out there safe.
Absolutely.
And what I'm hearing is we need to make sure we're drinking water,
because
it's like a upper respiratory thing that you got to make sure you're drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to be in the house for some time.
Yeah, it's coming Monday. We're all going to get quarantined.
So?
Absolutely. We ain't going to be able to go nowhere. So that's, yeah.
You had an interesting theory. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you want to talk about your theory.
Yeah, let's do
but
it.
But you had an interesting theory of what could be going on.
Uh-huh. So for me, it's simple, because I pay close attention to, finance and what goes on in the global economy. This is nothing but a money laundering scheme. That's all. Mm. You know, we're going to inject trillions of dollars into the economy and then they're going to spend it. So we're going to get at least $900 billion back. Easy money. So easy. But that's needed though. So I'm not mad. Not mad at all. I just know it's warranted. So you got to do what you got to do.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
So what do you think people should be doing to prepare?
To prepare for this, I think if you are not financially kind of set, then I think the best thing to do is to learn as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, this is the turn of the economy. Mm-hmm. So old things are definitely going to die. And this is going to be a birth of, let's say, Instacart. Instacart is definitely going to be winning during times like this.
Yeah.
Because if you can't go to the store, however, you know, they're essential workers or non-essential workers. They would definitely be in demand. I know we ordered something from Instacart today, me and my wife, and it came.
Wow.
You know, and you can still pick it up. I heard the pickup lines are like fucking long as shit. So,
but I mean, I would rather do that.
Yeah. So, you know, companies like that are definitely gonna, all the little, you know, small DIY companies are going to start to blossom, because now this is, like I said, this is just a new injection into the economy of a new way of doing things. So,
and I just feel like it's gonna push us to making these decisions. Like, we're gonna start doing Instacart and we're gonna really like it. Even when things change again, we're probably still gonna do Instacart.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so convenient.
Absolutely.
But, so financially,
mm-hmm.
is it time to buy?
Absolutely. You want to buy every fucking thing. Buy. This is, the thing is, people are making money in this economic crisis. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Millionaires are being made still every day. Probably not as much, but people mm-hmm. are still making money. So buy. You always want to go against the grain because people are panicking. It's going to come back.
It's going to come back.
It doesn't have any choice. You know, what goes up comes down. What comes down goes right. What goes down comes right back up. So this is the time to buy. You know, real estate, whatever it is that you want to buy, this is the time to do it.
Real estate is popping.
Absolutely.
Right, I wish I had the means mm-hmm. to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
But
really, I mean, and you do. See, don't say wish.
Okay.
Just find the resources to get the shit done.
See, that's why he's my coach.
Yeah.
You could,
just like me, I don't make any excuses.
Yeah.
You know, I know if I dig enough, I can find shit to get shit done. So, yeah, got it.
Yeah, because all my friends, let's get together.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get it done.
You 5 a.m. Nick.
Yeah, I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Because I watched this. So since we got a lot of time on our hands, of course, I'm doing Look Coach. Mm-hmm. I'm still working mm-hmm. here. But I had time to watch this show called Love is Blind.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, these people met behind a wall. They never saw each other. And they're proposing to someone they never saw.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe love is blind?
Yeah.
Love
is blind. Love is...
Because let me tell you, when I was young, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember getting that phone call and you answer. It's somebody on the other line.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, who? You got the wrong number. And they like, wait, hold up. Who's this? And I started talking to someone that way on the phone.
Mm.
Never met him a day in my life, but we talked every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day. He used to sing songs to me and everything.
How old were you?
I was young.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I was teenage. Yeah. But do you believe that's still possible?
Absolutely. You know, I think there are a lot of what some of us might consider cheesy guys out there. But the world is not conducive to those mm-hmm. kind of cheesy guys because they watch the same shows y'all watch and they like, nah, that shit ain't gonna fly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they hide their cheesiness and go with the alternative, you know?
Yeah, because I feel like I'm not judging you on looks or anything. We're just having a conversation. We're getting to know each other on a deeper level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is cool. I like it.
That's what you call it?
Yeah, that's what I call it.
Okay.
Getting to know someone on a deeper level.
Mm-hmm.
You don't believe that?
While he's singing to you?
Yeah.
Nothing. I mean, to each his own. We all have our likes and dislikes, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're not cheesy?
I am very cheesy.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say, so you're not cheesy?
I am very cheesy.
Good.
Very, very cheesy. You have to be. Yeah. Love is cheesy.
Yeah.
Love is corny and yeah.
We like that stuff.
Sometimes.
Huh?
Sometimes.
Yeah, we I
sometimes you just want your sandwich to go. You don't want a whole picnic, you know.
I can't take it.
You know. You just want your sandwich to go, man. You know.
And what y'all don't know about my coach, this is crazy. So my coach, you're a comedian.
Yeah, used to. Well, kind of, sort of, still. You know,
you're still a comedian.
I would like to think so. Now, I talked to Mike maybe a week before my show,
uh-huh.
January. So I haven't touched the mic in like maybe 3 months.
Now, when I was listening to some of your shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go like there with your jokes. Mm-hmm. Like they could be a little borderline, like, ooh,
mm-hmm.
a little
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah. And sometimes there's ears for everything.
You know? Right. But you don't have no filter.
Guess.
Filter is just gone.
God gave me these lips and these minds. So, you know.
We're not going to talk about God.
He said, you know what, Amos, don't have no filter.
Okay.
So I said, all right, cool, God. I ain't got no filter.
Uh-huh.
So.
We're not going to talk about God today.
Okay.
Because we're not.
Okay.
Because I know during training you used to talk about my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't got nothing to do with it, right?
Yeah.
Because... You know, you weren't calling God when you was eating sandwiches, and you know,
you
was
so
like, shit tastes good.
So, but I called on them when I wanted to work out. I'm telling
so
you
did.
Because I was like, please stop the madness.
You look for him.
I wish it was over.
Mm-hmm.
That's not nice, but I do admire your courage.
Thank you.
Because I feel like you came a long way. And I love your heart. Like, you, like, no matter what, I'm going to get it. It's mine. So what can you say to someone today that feels like, you know, I don't feel like working out. Like, I don't like working out. It's a chore for me. It's hard. And I just don't want to do it.
So,
like, if I was your new client coming in, I said I wanted to do it, but you can tell I'm hesitating, I'm not getting there on time, I'm taking my time doing the workouts, I'm really not invested. What would you say to that person?
So, the first thing is, I want to know why. Why is it that you're working out? So, let's just pretend you are my new client.
Okay.
Ooh. Why do you need to lose 160 pounds?
Because I see people on Instagram and I want that body, and I always wanted that body, but I just don't have the time to do it, one.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like working out. When I work out, I feel like nothing happens for me.
So I would say this ain't for you. This me and you not
okay.
gonna work. Why? Because... If the reason why you want to work out is because you want to have a body, then I suggest that I'm not the type of person for you. I'm not the type of trainer. What I want to hear from whoever it is that I'm talking to is, one, it's a health issue. Two, I don't like the way that I look. Three, being unhealthy is kind of like me being fraudulent to everybody around me, because that's not the real me. There's no such thing as being big-boned. Absolutely not. If you're moving and it becomes a problem and you're breathing and it breathing alone becomes an issue, then we can work. But if it's to look like some Instagram models, then you are definitely, we ain't going to work. Because what you see them do versus what I'm going to make you do, you're going to hate me for the rest of your life. So the reason or your why has to be important, because, and you know, I say this all the time. When I met you, I said, listen, you get three call outs.
Yeah,
that's
you did
it.
Say that.
You get three call outs. And those call outs have to be kind of like, yo, my baby just died. You know, because this is a big deal. Mm-hmm. I'm very passionate about whatever it is that I do. So I can't be more invested in you than you are in yourself.
Yeah.
So you got to be like, yo, I can't miss coach today, because shit. If I do, then I'm taking a couple of steps back. So it's more than just, okay, I want to thin up. No, I don't want anybody to look like an IG model. I just want you to be healthy. Let's move your body. Let's move your mind, and let's move your spirit. So, yeah, if your why is big enough, then you can work with me, because. Those are the only people that can handle my fucking I don't give a fuck attitude.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you like, shit, when my kids look at me, all I can do is sit in front of the TV and watch my 600-pound life, then we got some work to do.
Yeah, and it was tough for me because I know it got to the point I wanted to train more than the 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
I ran into more days, and you're like, look, you gotta rest. And I was like, no. Like, I feel like training with you got me on this path that I just wanted to keep going. And I wanted to go every day. And you're like, you can't do that.
It becomes a lifestyle.
It does.
And I always say this, great leaders lead leaders. So when I work with you, I don't care who I work with. The whole point is that when you're done with me, you can go become a personal trainer. You can go help somebody. So that's the whole point. I don't want anybody that's just following me just like, or not. Then that's, it defeats the whole purpose. No, by the time we're done, and that's another reason why, you know, during my classes, I make my coaches, I make them lead a class or a couple of classes just because I want them to understand, yo, this is some fire shit. And if you don't put no fire to it, then we're just going to continue to eat ice. So.
Yeah. And I was supposed to do one. That sucks.
No, it don't suck. We still got time.
Yeah, we definitely do. I'm like, dang.
We have time.
Yeah.
We have time. So, lifestyle. That's what it is. Like I said, I don't have like a banging six pack. I just know, once again, if a zombie was to break out right now, listen, more than likely, I could outrun a bunch of motherfuckers. So that's the whole point. I just need people to just be fit. Like, you don't have to look like Simeon Panda or Golden Fit Nick or all these other people that, you know, Coco Chanel. No, I just need you to be able to move your fucking body. Just make it work. That's it. So.
You say you don't want us to look like that.
No, I don't.
But then again, you'd be like, look at this video.
Yeah, I did.
You could do that, Nick. And I'd be like, really?
Because they're examples of what women can do. You know, if I don't show you those and I'm just saying, hey, I need you to do this, you're going to be like, motherfucker, you crazy. But if I show you another woman doing it, you know, competition breeds greatness. So that's what it is.
Yes. And I look at your ladies now and I just think, like, they just go with it. I used to give you so much crying talk back, and you're like, what is this?
And it's expected, though.
Yeah.
You got to. If you're not talking back, then I like attitude.
Yeah,
because those are the ones that feel a lot better about themselves once they stop crying and bitching and shit. So, you know, like yourself. Once you got it done, you were like, oh, you know what? Wasn't that bad. No, till tomorrow.
It hurts. Until tomorrow. I used to try to hide. I used to be like, okay, I'm going to go over here. And you're like, what weight you got? And I'm like, huh? What weight you got? Go up. I'm like, oh, my God, you see everything. It's so hard working with you.
No, it's not. It's easy. You just got to be like, yeah, be ready to work.
Yes. So I want to go to a sensitive subject.
All right, let's get
and
sensitive.
I don't know if you want to go there.
Let's go there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that we as Black Americans, because I want to say today marks the day that Martin Luther King, he started a march from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama, right? Fighting for voting rights. So I want to talk a little bit about racism. And that's kind of sensitive because we experience racism in life. We experience it in our jobs. And it's kind of tough because we have to work in a work environment, right? We have to make a living, and we still deal with racism every day. So how do you handle that? Or do you experience that now?
I experience racism. I welcome racism.
Really?
Yeah, bring it on. Like, I live in America. I don't know why we still continue to bitch about certain shit. You know, if I don't want to experience racism, then I'm more than welcome enough to get the capital and go build my own shit and keep them the fuck out, whoever them are.
Right.
But racism is part of life, you know. I don't like some Black people. It's not. No, I don't.
Well, I forgot.
No, I don't like some Black people. We're some Black people cultures. don't like me. You know what I mean? Like, for me, racism is not a big deal anymore. Like, it's 2020. It ain't going away. Like, we got poverty is bigger than racism.
You got that right.
Being broke is bigger than racism. So why am I upset about
somebody
just
like
this young man, we got this whole podcast. We can go get our own radio station and just say, all right, we're going to be in charge of our own music. So racism is not a big deal at all. Nah. Okay. However, it's what I can say. I do know people on my timeline that do this, and this shit crushes me. what you focus on, you find, right?
Okay.
So the more you focus on finding, there are people literally on my timeline, Facebook and Instagram, this is all they do all day, find shit to put on my fucking, and granted, these are my friends, to put on my feed that's just about racism. What you focus on, you will find. The more you continue to look for racist shit, the more you're going to find it. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Please be racist to me. That way, don't hide who you are.
Yeah.
Come on and show me your true colors. You know what I mean? However, just because you're racist does not necessarily make you a fucking awful person. You just have a really strong point on your fucking race. Because I know some people who are just clear racist, but outside of that talk about racism, like, they on some genuine shit. So I choose to be neutral and just say, hey, I live on planet Earth. I live on the United States of America. Like, this shit was created on racism. It's not going anywhere. If we don't want to experience racism, let's take our asses back to Africa. Go build that shit. Right. You know what I mean? Then keep them out and then work on that rather than focus on racism. Come on, bring it on. Swastika. I sing it all day. Let's do it.
Okay. So you are from Nigeria,
yes,
originally.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any issues with African, I guess they call it African, Black Americans?
No, I don't.
Do they have issues with you?
No. I think one of the biggest issues, and it's funny because a while ago in my barbershop, we were talking about how technology has changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, so previous to maybe this online or .com era, both sides, African Americans and Africans, all we had was our previous teachings on who you guys were, and whatever you guys had was all taught of what we were.
Mm-hmm.
But when .com era came and online, and then you had your YouTube, now I had my African American friends saying, like, damn, yo, I didn't know Africa looked that damn good. And I'm like, yo, what, you know?
We don't know.
And that's because what y'all been taught is huts and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've been taught about y'all is y'all lazy. Y'all don't want to do shit.
I wanted to say that like, so bad. That's all they say. Like, when I went to school, they was like, we don't like y'all. Y'all lazy.
Yeah. That's what we've been told, that y'all lazy. Like, y'all don't like to do shit. I mean, from my perspective, it's true on both sides.
Okay.
You know, there's still parts of Africa that are not civilized.
And yeah.
There are parts of Africa that's like the shit.
Yeah.
Like, you go there and, I mean, that we're talking about Grand Central life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not deteriorated at all. You know, it's just like everything else. They tell you what they want you to, or what you think you should know. But, so no, most of us don't have a problem with y'all, you know. That lazy shit is just something we've been told. And it's us thinking y'all don't take advantage of the resources as much as foreigners do. Like, y'all can go ahead and get a corner store, but y'all don't. Mm-hmm. Y'all blame Chinese man, whoever that comes in. Nah, we can very well do a lot of things. It's just we, including myself, we want some form of instant gratification. So it's like, yo, if I put the money in, I got to be getting it right then and there. You know, everybody has a fair share to blackness, you know, which is where the money is at.
That's true. What about many wives?
Who?
Having
many wives?
Yes.
Ooh, many wives.
Yes, having them.
Since you're in America, many wives is looked down upon. But
yes,
if you was to step out of this, you know, continent,
uh-huh. It's cool.
Many wives are cool. Just I think a woman should be able to have many husbands.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. Let me check. Make sure my wife. If I say something crazy.
She's going to shut down live. I don't want to.
Hey,
no
what
problem.
The fuck you say? Oh. No, but, and this is, you know, many wives and many husbands. Whatever feels good for you. You know,
yeah.
I think our ego has gotten in the way, and somebody said, you know what? One man is supposed to have one wife. Which is like, yo, who the fuck came up with that shit? Like, what's wrong, man?
I can't.
What you thinking? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think, you know, we've been brought up on that. Just like, all right, take for instance, ever since you've been little, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every birthday party that you went to had what?
I had had friends. My guests.
What's the one thing every birthday party has?
What, a cake?
Yes. So now if you go to a birthday party, it don't have no cake, how do you feel?
I feel like they messed me up.
Exactly.
Where's the cake?
Exactly.
Even though I eat cake, because I ain't supposed to eat cake, but we're going to have cake.
And that's all based on how we grew up. Yeah. Not necessarily my own standard. I might not want cake at my birthday, right?
Yeah.
But a cake has been a symbol of celebrations.
Uh-huh.
And now if you were to go to a birthday party and they say, all right, y'all, we'll see y'all later. And you're like, no cake? Mm-hmm. You feel weird.
Yeah.
So that's the whole, somebody just, people came up with these rules that were adopted by the general, you know, people.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, once you go outside of it, people look at you like, oh, you don't want no cake? Like, what the fuck said we got to have cake at a birthday party?
Like, fruit.
Who says you need one wife? You know, who says a lot of things? So I think most people are afraid to step out of that because of what other people might think. So I said, do whatever is good for you. I just know women are expensive. In my culture, women are, if you're not wealthy, you can't afford a woman. Let alone two or three. One woman. That's why we have dowries and shit like that. You got to come in there with at least, you know, $200,000. Because no man would let a man marry their daughter if they know he can't afford her.
It won't happen.
It won't happen. But it doesn't happen like that now. Now they just practically give them away. So it's all a point of perspective. Yeah. You know, so.
I'm going to get out of this country and see the world.
Yeah, I keep telling you that. You know.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of childhood memories, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking of this the other day. What's your favorite childhood memory? Ooh. Mine was like, you know how you used to prank dominoes and then send them to your neighbor's house and then watch them come.
Mm-hmm.
I used to like that. Until they got call ID. When they got call ID, when that came out, it was over.
I never got... Why evil kids would do shit like that. Like,
it used to be fun.
Yeah, that's companies making pizzas and wasting their money. And now it's fun for you.
We was terrible. It was fun. And another thing was onion pickle. You ever had onion pickle before?
Yes, I've had an onion pickle.
Really?
Yes.
Yes, that was the joint.
It's
with some strawberry soda. But I'm sorry.
It's not that. It's good, but not that good. It's like you don't crave it, but then when you get it, you can eat like six of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They look, when you look at them, it's like, ugh.
It's a pickle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, ugh. But favorite childhood memory?
Favorite childhood memory of mine would be boarding the plane to come to America.
Really?
Yeah.
I was excited.
I didn't know what to expect. I thought I was going to come here and it was going to be nothing but white people in Baltimore. That I've seen all these black people, and I was like, hey, they tricked my ass. I thought it wasn't that many black people here. No, I landed, you know, because I based on the movies or the Family Matters that you watch, it usually
yes,
be like.
Yes, you thought that was.
Yeah, I thought that was it. No,
that
I was
going to
land here, and, you know, it was going to be like, I was going to be like the black motherfucker that played all the sports, and I was like,
Here's a lot.
A lot of you motherfuckers, huh?
You looked around and said, this is not America.
No, like, why I couldn't land in Vermont or some shit, man?
Yeah.
Baltimore, shit.
Baltimore, welcome.
Kids were like, kids were awful here, man.
Dang.
Shout out to all the Africans that came in, man. Woo.
It was a shock, wasn't
what?
It?
What?
Hello.
Growing up here was, man. Kids was terrible. First day of school, kids said, hey, you get pussy? I said, what?
I didn't know what to say.
I was like, yeah, said, you're lying. Look at the way you dressed. What?
What you had on?
Man, I had on, it was like December. I had on some green shorts that we got from Kmart, you know? Mm-hmm. And see, this is the thing. When we came from Nigeria, right, everything here, was considered the shit to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't know that there was levels to the shit.
No. You'll be surprised.
You can't come
kids
here.
Kids will tell you quick, though. Your friends will tell you quick.
You know, I thought, hey, shit, I'm fucking here. I made it. Walk, Kmart, cool, whatever.
Yeah.
Walked in there, door slid open. I said, what the fuck is this? I didn't make it. Fogger bought us a couple shacks, you know, for the morning. Thursday at school, I'm like, I got this. Ain't no way. Confident. Yeah. I'm smart. It can't happen.
Smart guy.
Motherfuckers looked at me like, Who the fuck is that? Like, who is that? And, you know, I had my, hey, excuse me, you know, how you doing? And like, oh, man. So it was just awful. Listen, you know how back in middle school, if you wanted to read a book or a chapter, mm-hmm. the teacher would say, all right, Nick, you read, right?
Right.
And then you call somebody else to read, right? Mm-hmm. And then they call somebody else to read. It goes around the whole class. It used to be so bad that every other person used to just call me. By the time we was done, I done read the whole chapter just because they wanted to hear my accent. You know?
Amos.
Hey, Amos. Teacher be like, you can't call him anymore. He is done for the day, you know?
And you would just do it.
I would just do it, you know? So, oh, man. It was,
I would hate to be called.
It was tough.
I used to hide from that part of the class because I hated it.
So, yeah. It was
tough for you.
Oh, man, shit. But it kind of made me who I am, kind of like this, you know, dickhead.
Yeah,
shit,
you know? The confident. Mm-hmm. Don't take nothing. Made you strong.
Yeah, I guess that's what it did. You know, made me strong. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Because you told me a story about you grew your hair out, right?
Yeah.
And you grew it out. Mm-hmm. What, you had dreads or you had
dreads?
Braids?
I had dreads. And I went to sleep and all I heard was, oops. Well, oops. What happened? Mama cutting my shit off like, not in my house. I said, what? Can't I wear dreads? Like, you could have told me go cut them off. No, right. She's just forcefully just.
She said, I'm going to wait till you go to sleep.
And you know, with 5 dreads out of your head, you know, and she cut them right in the front too, you know, so.
So you had to cut them.
It wasn't like I could hide it or anything, so I had to cut it.
You know?
I had earrings and everything, man. Not in my house.
What she say about the earrings?
Not in my house. You cannot go to church.
Ooh.
Mm-mm.
Would she let you date another race?
Yeah.
That was fine?
No.
Oh.
She wouldn't have an issue. She would have an issue, but she would prefer I date,
mm-hmm.
you know, black.
Okay.
More so, she would prefer I date African.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. They would prefer, but they don't mind. They understand.
They understand.
Yeah. No choice.
Yeah, because I think when you come here, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you get, they say, Americanized.
Yeah. After the first Nicole, they like, all right, yeah, he gone. He ain't coming back.
He ain't coming back.
He ain't coming back. And then it was Nicole. Then it was Tia. Nah, fuck. When we going to get an African?
Like, they couldn't find one.
He ain't coming back.
I felt like it was, like, limited then at that point. Like. Yeah. You in Baltimore, it wasn't that many.
There's a lot of Africans there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you not like
No,
them?
I didn't hang around them.
Oh.
I didn't come here to hang around Africans.
Oh.
When I was younger.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to be around African Americans, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's like, if I wanted to be around Africans, I'd go back home, you know, so.
Oh.
So.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder, you would have been totally different if you grew up in Connecticut or something. Or something like that.
Yeah, Boston. I probably would have been a millionaire by now.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
You on your way?
Yeah, I should have been there. If I'd have grew up in Connecticut, I'd have been there.
Yeah.
Growing up with these so-called friends of mine, fucking crazy motherfuckers.
Don't say that.
Whew.
So,
mm-hmm.
I admire something that happened recently, and I don't know if you want to talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
But I really admire it because. This is something that I would love to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when I first met you back in June,
mm-hmm.
this was your goal, your end goal.
Mm-hmm.
And you finally did it.
Mm-hmm.
So how you feel about giving that 2-week notice?
Tough.
It's tough?
Yeah.
Because I feel like you gave your notice and then the whole world
the whole world came to an end, right?
Like, what happened?
It's tough. And it was one of those two ways. So it was almost like an ultimatum.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, you know, I will not continue to be subject to this type of... I wouldn't say treatment. It wasn't even that. It was just like... continuous deadline. Like, I'm 35. I don't like to be,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't like being micromanaged. So it just came a point in time that I said, okay, it didn't matter what they said. Mm-hmm. I was definitely going to make a way. So when I was given the option to either conform or take a 2 weeks and just say I'm gone, I decided to take the 2 weeks. So
nice.
It was really my... I didn't come to the decision all by myself. But when I was forced into it, I definitely said, all right, I'll take the 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It's cool.
It is.
I like it.
Yeah, because I feel like you're on this path and it needed to happen.
Because
mm-hmm. in my eyes, just talking to you, the stuff you say, you are a genius, right?
Thank you.
And this stuff was just probably just holding you back. So now you get to spend more time with the family
mm-hmm.
and be creative
mm-hmm.
and go out there and get whatever you want to get.
Mm-hmm.
And me... As far as like the Fit Genius team, everybody on the Fit Genius team, we look at you to like make that move as a coach so we can follow suit. So I just admire that about you.
Thank you.
You just.
It ain't easy.
I know.
It ain't easy. Wifey already on me now, so it's not Oof. It's not easy, but. And I'm a natural born leader. I think everybody is a natural born leader.
Mm-hmm.
But I just know that what I preach, I had to start kind of taking those kind of.
Yes, you did.
I can't keep telling people, hey, you can do better, leave your job if I'm like sitting at my job and.
Yeah, because you miserable. Had a date. When yeah. I met you, you had a date.
I had a date. Yeah. And then it's one of those things, I know for sure, when you keep speaking things into the air, I know you and I talked about it, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. So it was the universe's way of saying, all right, we ready? Whether you like it or not, this is the break you've been looking
for.
You
held on too long.
And like you said, the best part is, look at everything that's happening. So if a genius is going to be born, this is the best time
to be born. This is the best time for anybody to just go out there and get it.
Yep.
Because what we got to lose?
Listen, normally at the end of the day, we never have anything to lose because it's all an illusion that we're going to have something to lose. People always think about what they're going to lose, but never what they're going to gain. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've been kind of lighting the candle, midnight oil, because this is it's a do or die.
It's a do or die.
I can't. My biggest thing is I will never relinquish my son's future into another man's hand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest issue with most men nowadays is that. And whether we realize it or not, it's mm-hmm. like, and I hear this a lot. People say kings and queens. Hey, what's up, king and queen? But we don't. A king is fearless.
Mm-hmm.
A queen is fearless.
Mm-hmm.
So what I decide I'm going to do is if I say that I am the God that I claim to be in the essence of my creator and just kind of representing him, that That's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
So I have to be the first example to the people that I... That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, Freddie Genius.
I love it. You do your thing every single time.
Absolutely.
So before we end, I got my question.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And you probably heard it. You definitely heard it before.
Absolutely.
If you were a book...
Uh-huh.
This magnificent book,
uh-huh.
Your Life As It Now, what would be the title of that book?
So I gave you the first one, right? Which is Hurry Up or Take Your Time.
Yes.
And we understand the concept of time. But the second one would be Open to Everything and Attached to Nothing.
You always say that.
Absolutely.
Explain that real quick.
You got to be open. Part of the biggest issue that we have as humans now is we let our ego get in the way. So we tend to see things for who we are, but not what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go into any situation, we go into that situation with our own mindset. Remember now, perspective drives performance.
Yeah.
If we change the way you look at things, what you look at changes. Yeah. So if we don't take our personal reasons into the, whatever it is, argument, car, and just say, hey, I own the situation, but I'm not going to let it own me.
Yeah.
So once you're open to everything, people can say, oh, the world can be gay. Huh, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You can be gay. Oh, or something the other day where it was a young lady, maybe 7 years old, still sucking on her mom's breast.
What?
The whole Facebook went crazy. But for me, I was like, oh, what do y'all care? That's a relationship between a mom and a daughter. that is, if we open to it, it shouldn't ruin our, but we go into it from our perspective of how we were raised. Just because you came off the titty when you were 2 or 12 months does not mean that it works the same way.
Some of us ain't never been.
Ain't nothing. So, you know, so we got to be careful and not let our personal, don't bring our personal feelings into it. You know,
absolutely.
It's always your way, my way, and just that way.
I love it.
So be optimistic and just let shit be. Let the world evolve and be open to everything and attached to nothing, you know?
I love it.
You cute? Okay. Nah, don't let it get to your head.
Okay.
Oh, you ugly? No, don't let it get to your head. He has a problem, not you.
Right.
See it for what it is and not what you are.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
That right
and
now.
I say it all the time. And, you know, just what one of my friends and I was just saying, like, we got to learn to check our ego at everything that we do. Check it at the fucking door. Leave it there.
And nah, that's it.
And be open. And let watch the miracles grow. And that's how ideas, and that's how we can become innovator and be a pioneer. Because we hold on to old concepts that don't work, right? And we let that shit still guide us. Like, a lot of us are still working off of biblical issues or shit that our great-great-grandmother taught, our grandmothers, and now they've taught us, and we think that's the right way. Nah, it's 2020. Nah, we got LGBTQ, all that shit. You have to be open to it. If you're not, you're going to be fucked up. Nah, because it's not about your sex. It's not about, nah, what I'm more worried about is your integrity and your character. I'm gonna fuck what you do.
Absolutely.
All right.
So how can people find you?
Facebook, Fit Genius. Instagram, I Fit Genius. I'm on TikTok.
TikTok.
Yeah, I have to take advantage of that.
We got to do a TikTok.
Yeah. I Fit Genius. Really quickly, can I give a shout out?
Yes.
The first shout out goes to you, Nick. 5 a.m.
Yay,
Nick. As
me.
Always, you are always on fire. I appreciate it, where we've come through. I got to shout out my crew, V12, Gidget.
Love you, Gidget.
Unaverage Nikki, Gina. Jarrell, Brandon. Pretty much everybody that's doing it when it comes to fitness. It's too many names to name.
Definitely V12.
But I know, some of your people, Sheeta the Kid. It's just a whole, you know, that whole U Fit crew.
Miss Vicky.
I wanna shout out my wife's company, Little Picasso event. So yeah, it's a whole bunch of people doing it. So we just gotta step our game up. COVID-19, it doesn't really matter. And hey, we got to find a way to be creative, because I believe Mondays we're going to get that shut down.
Yeah, and then we're going to get to that work.
Absolutely.
So shut in, work.
But shout out to you, though.
Thank you. Shout out for, y'all can find me on IG, 5 a.m.
There you go.
Shout out to me.
There you go. So,
yes, but hey. I love y'all.
Oh, hold on. Y'all can't see. That's what y'all. 5 a.m. Nick. All right, we're good.
We're good.
So, yeah.
I appreciate y'all. I'll see y'all next Saturday, 6 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
And we out.
We out.
Yeah.
We work.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.